All right.
Nick!
Gentlemen!
Nick's your buddy. Kind of guy you can drink a beer with.
Start your engine!
I was born with my papa's son wandering out and a smoking gun. Some of you would live through me and lock me up and throw away the key. Or just find a place to hide away and hope that I'll just go away. Huh. But I feel alright. I feel alright tonight. I feel alright.
All right. Nick DiGilio here. We are live in the Allstate Studios on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. And we are here till midnight. A little short show tonight. The less said about that Hawks game, the better. So let's just move on. We have all of our regular features tonight. Drunks in the News, brought to you by the greatest restaurant on the planet, the Gale Street Inn. In fact, that's where I was watching the game tonight. Had some dinner and watched the game there. And we've got Straight Out of Context and Nick D's show Spies. Plus, Eric and Colin will be here for the full movie reviews. A little shortened show tonight, and we'll get going. Dan Long is my producer. Dan, how are you, buddy?
Howdy. What's going on?
Not much, man. So we're going to get into the regular stuff that
Sounds
we normally
good.
Do. Yep. And I just want to mention that Roy is not on with us this week, but when he is on with us, it is sponsored by Oak Park Natural Pet and Fish, and we want to thank Oak Park Natural Pet and Fish for their sponsorship. He'll be on with us next week. All right, you know what? We got to get going here, man. I mean, we got a short show, so let's get everything in here, and let's do this.
The one bourbon, one Scott, the one beer.
That's right. So you know what this means? This means we are now going to be talking about all the stupid drunk people doing stupid drunk stuff when they're stupid and drunk. And the segment is called Drunks in the New... Hold on a second. Somebody is... Wait a minute. This should be working. Hello. Hello. Why is that not working?
Missing reverb.
I'm missing my reverb. I don't understand what's happening here. Hang on a second. There it is. No, that's not right. Oh, you know why? Because somebody changed the reverb on the machine. This is symphonic. That's not reverb.
Sounds like it.
I don't want that. I don't even know what button it is now. Yeah, I don't know what's going on here, man. Not happy. Wait, let's try this. Hello. No, it's not working. All right. Well, we'll figure it out. Here's Aubrey. Hi, Aubrey. I just walked in and I'm causing you headaches. I don't know what number, I can't remember what number reverb is. Yeah, just maybe if you can fly through it, maybe we'll see it. Well, we're going to continue to do this. Hey, welcome everybody. This is a professional radio show. Right, Dan?
That's right.
All right, here we go. Let's do this. Drunks in the News. And let's try this. I don't know which one it is, Aubrey.
Want to tell you a story?
It was, it's breathy reverb is what they call it, I believe. Yeah.
I come home one Friday.
All right, here we go. Drunk number one. Drunk number one. This is the story of a nude portrait, a trendy Sacramento hotel, and a guy who had too much to drink. Berent Larkin is the general manager of the Citizen Hotel, where on the wall of the men's restroom in its scandal bar hung a pricey portrait of a nude woman. It was an attractive piece for a man who had too much to drink at a wedding. That guest took it off the wall of the restroom and stuffed it into his garment bag. Larkin checked the hotel's surveillance tape and did some online sleuthing. Hey, we got it, right? Hello.
That's it.
Aubrey's the man.
There it is.
Aubrey Mumpower, everybody. Give it up for Aubrey. Thank you, buddy. Larkin checked the hotel surveillance tape and he did some online sleuthing on Google. He found his man and he got him on the phone. He sounded legitimately upset about what he did. It was a drunken mistake, one he wished he could take back, Larkin said. Police would go to the man's house and retrieve the portrait. He didn't go to jail. Instead, Larkin did something only done in elementary schools. He ordered the thief to sit down with a piece of paper and pen and write one line over and over again. And the line was, I will not get drunk at a wedding and steal the naked picture of a woman on a cigar over the urinal in the Citizen Hotel. The portrait will hang in a more secure fashion, and the letter from the anonymous thief will be right next to it. That's fantastic. All right.
Said that don't confront me. Long as I get my money next.
Drunk number two. Drunk number two. Oh, that's so much better. The 40-year-old named Andreas O. left his silver VW Golf in a side street near a tram stop before hurrying to get a tram where the Oktoberfest was held. But a day of beer, roast ox, and folk music, the factory worker realized he had gotten the names of both the street and the tram stop and had no idea where his vehicle could be. With eight different entrances to the Oktoberfest grounds and numerous train stations around the town center where he could have parked, he could not remember how he had entered the site. He suspected it might have been either the number 16 or 17 tram line. He said, I rode all the way on both lines looking down every side street and I found nothing. The festival's famous beer was not his downfall. I didn't come to drink. I came for the rides. He hung posters all around the city offering a reward to anyone who could help find his car, but to no avail. With nothing but somewhere in East Munich to go on, police could promise to keep an eye out for the Volkswagen while on the beat. But his case was not unique. Police spokesman said that we get this sort of thing all the time. After making three trips back to Munich over almost 5 weeks from his home, searching in vain for his lost car, the driver finally got good news, and they found the car and spotted it at an Italian eatery right outside of the area.
She ain't gonna get none of it.
Drunk number three. Drunk number three. Drunk number three is our buddy John C. He's our drunk reader this week. John C., here we go.
Hit me!
This is John reporting for Drunks in the News from North Liberty, Iowa. A Cedar Rapids woman faces charges after she allegedly kicked a North Liberty police officer in the groin. At about 7:45 p.m. Tuesday, North Liberty police pulled over a vehicle being driven recklessly by 32-year-old Jessica L. Hatfield of Cedar Rapids near the corner of Madison and Kansas Avenues, according to police complaints. Police say Hatfield smelled of alcohol, had slurred speech, and poor balance. As police attempted to offer Hatfield a field sobriety test, she mule-kicked one officer in the groin, causing pain, according to police complaints. Hatfield has been charged with driving under the influence and assault on a peace officer, both serious misdemeanors. This is John reporting from North Liberty, Iowa, for Drunks in the News.
A little P.E. there. That makes my night. Oh, man. Drunk. Let's see. Drunk number four. Drunk number four. An owner of the new PlayStation 4 is under fire after he used the live video feature on his Sony gaming console to broadcast images of his naked wife, who was passed out drunk on the couple's living room couch. The man could be seen exposing his wife's breast, as she said, apparently asleep. She sat apparently asleep on their couch. Moments later, she is seen completely naked after he apparently stripped off all of her clothes. The PlayStation 4 was released only last week. It comes with a new feature called Playroom that allows users to broadcast live video via a service called Twitch TV. Already, gamers have been using the service to put on live shows of all sorts, including playing with firearms. One couple raffled off their old PlayStation 3 console, but user Darkabra broadcast a stream of him and his wife drinking heavily on their couch. Eventually, the woman appears to pass out. He reaches over and opens her dress and exposes her breast. About 15 minutes later, the screen goes dark. When the feed returns, the woman can be seen sleeping totally naked on the couch. Twitch TV, which controls the broadcast, quickly banned him from tweeting out a reminder in terms of service, which allow using the program for game-related activities only. Game Revolution speculates that the incident could lead Sony to change the way its Playroom works. Much of the gaming press believes the incident has reminded Sony executives that their new technology can be used for ill as well as good gaming fun. It was released in November to the U.S. and retails for $400.
Scratch my back, baby.
Idiot. All right, we got to vote. I think it's just me and you, unless Beyonce wants to get in. Beyonce, did you hear the stories?
Kinda, yeah.
Okay, well, which one would you vote for? Let's start with Dan. We've got the with John in the kicking in the private area. We've got the man who loses his car for 5 weeks at Oktoberfest. We've got the man who stole the nude painting from the bathroom, and the man who decided to broadcast his drunk, passed-out wife naked on their PlayStation. Dan, where are you going?
I'm tempted to go with the PlayStation guy. Just it takes a special kind of scumbag to do that to your own wife.
Total scumbag. Yeah.
I'm with you on that.
You're with that one? Okay.
Totally.
But I have to say, the kicking the officer in the groin that our reader the listeners can't see it, obviously, and it didn't come out on your sheet, but the online version of the article has the accompanying mugshot, and it's fantastic.
The mugshot is amazing. It is. So what are you voting for? Then you're being indecisive.
No. I'm going PlayStation.
Oh, you're going PlayStation. Okay, good. So I think it's unanimous, right? We're going PlayStation.
Yep.
All right. That jerk needs to go to prison, man. Wow. What a jeez, that's not a good husband. Holy cow. All right, that's our winner. Here's the deal. If you want to be like John C. and you want to read a story for Drunks in the News, brought to you by the greatest restaurant on the planet, the Gale Street Inn, find a link to a funny drunk story and send it to DLong at WGNradio.com. That's D-L-O-N-G, DLong at WGNradio.com. Say, hey, Dan, I want to read this on the air. You read it on the air, and you get a $50 gift card from the greatest restaurant on the planet, the Gale Street Inn. That's right. Same bat channel, same bat time next week for Drunks in the News. Drunks in the News! Brought to you by the greatest restaurant on the planet, the Gale Street Inn. Take a quick break. When we come back, it's time for Straight Out of Context and Nick D Show Spies. And then after the 10:30 news, Eric and Colin will join us for a full movie review segment. All right? All righty then. The Chicago Tribune presents the official Chicago Sports Cartoons calendar, only available at chicagosportscave.com. Just $10 with code SportsCave Calendar. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context.
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
Yes, you know what this is, Straight Out of Context. This is where you listen 24/7 to this radio station, and anybody says anything that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you laugh like a 9-year-old, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to DLong at WGNradio.com. That's D-L-O-N-G. And how many we got this week?
Just three this week.
Three, all right.
So we're drying up a little bit. First two are from Larry, who we'd be in trouble without.
Uh-huh.
And they're both Gary Meyer.
Oh, God. All right.
Stop pulling on it.
Okay. See, that's straight out of context. It makes you laugh like a 9-year-old. Okay, next.
Second one.
Now I see the Dickies coming out.
Hello.
And
all right.
Finally, this is from Peter in Decatur. It's Wendy Snyder with Steve Dale.
Okay.
What, we can't do it?
Oh, this would be shocking to radio audiences if we didn't do it, but then...
How about we break, we do it, and then we go to news?
Hello.
You know,
I've
always wanted to break and do it with you.
Wow. Wow, Steve Dale. Wow.
Hold mine.
Holy cow. All right, well, that's what it is, straight out of context. Hold on. All right, Nick D Show Spies. This is when you listen 24/7, and whenever I am mentioned or the show is mentioned on any other show, jot down the day, the time, who said it. Here we go. What do we got?
First up from Peter, a different Peter, we have Matt Bubala.
Okay.
But Patrick Kane, let me say, I love calling out Patrick Kane because he drives me crazy sometimes. Nick DiGilio has yelled at me on Facebook about this because I complain about Kane because he plays so awful when he doesn't have the puck.
That's wrong, Bubala. That is wrong. You couldn't be wronger, Mr. Bubala. Okay, and next?
Finally, we have Gary Meyer, courtesy of Craig Collins, talking about the big email on the Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson this week.
Yeah, I was featured on Craig Ferguson's show this week, and my brain almost exploded. Here we go.
hear Nick DiGilio being featured on the Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson at WGNRadio.com. I saw that and I thought, well, I missed that. Let me share that right now with you.
But this is from the Late Late Show, last night's Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson. Here we go.
This is from Nick D in Chicago.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
Hey, what's this going on?
Doing? Do a little job for me.
Hey,
do a job
Nick D for me, just sent a little email. Hey. Do it for me. Hey.
dear Craig, Jeff, and Secretariat, we have met Alfredo.
Oh man.
I should do it in his accent, then it'd be better.
Yeah.
Hey, Greg, we met Alfredo Sauce, the band leader. Oh, yeah, the Alfredo Sauce.
Yeah, Alfredo Sauce, right, yeah.
How you doing, Alfredo?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Okay, good.
Wow.
If you haven't ever seen this show, Alfredo Sauce and the Shy Fellas are the... Is it Shy Guys or Shy Fellas?
It's the Shy Fellas.
Oh, the Shy Fellas,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Well, they're the band, but they're very shy, so they're behind the curtain.
That's right, yeah.
Right, that's them there.
That's right.
So, Nick D says, we met Alfredo Sauce, the band leader. Who are the other members of the Shy Guys? Well, who are the other members of the Shy Guys, Alfredo?
Well, we got Terry.
That's the gist of it. He was asking about the band on the show. And he sees Chicago, Ferguson.
Right
sees
away.
Chicago.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, what's up?
Well, if his name was Nick Davis, it would make no sense to do that.
It was Chicago that triggered it.
Hey, how you doing?
All right. By the way, the entire episode is available on our Facebook page if you'd like to see it. The segment goes on longer than that, and then at the end there's a callback. At the end of the show there was a callback. All right, well, that's the Nick D Show Spies. If you want to, straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies, Drunks, all of that stuff goes straight to Dan. DLong at WGNRadio.com. We got the news coming up next, and then afterwards it's movie review time. Nick DiGilio here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Studios on the 7th floor of Trib Tower here until midnight tonight. Short show after a pretty depressing Hawks game. We'll do better again, though, tomorrow. We play the Kings tomorrow at home. And by the way, we will be playing Know Your Enemy, so you will know your enemy. And the enemy is the Kings. We'll play that a little bit later on in the show. Right now, though, it's time for the movie reviews. If you would like to join us, it's 312-981-7200. You can send your text to 24720. And you can link up with us at facebook.com/NickDShow. Every Saturday night at 10:30, it's movie review time. We've got a full movie review segment here. And if you want to jump in with your reviews, or your comments, or your questions, 312-981-7200. It's time for the movies. Time for the movie reviews every Saturday night at 10:30. Colin Suter, Eric Childress from eFilmCritic.com join me, and we talk about not only the movies that are in theaters, we also talk about the movies that are available on demand, and we take your phone calls and cover all of the movie stuff for you. We have a good time every Saturday night. If you would like to jump in, it's 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200, and let's welcome Colin. Hello, Colin.
Hello there.
And Eric. Hi, Eric.
Hello.
All righty then. Hey, by the way, Colin, stellar job on the trailers and the Christmas stuff that you put out this year.
Oh, thank you very much.
I just had a blast watching it. I sent you a text. Eric, have you watched it yet?
Not yet. No, I'm dying to, though.
Let me just say this. The Folgers commercials that you found, Colin, I don't even know what to say. My jaw went through the floor when I saw them. There are these guys. Yeah. Colin put these every year. He puts together this really great Christmas thing where he's got like weird Christmas movies and shorts and commercials and stuff and trailers. And he always gives it away at Christmas. And he found what we were talking like from the 60s, right? Those commercials.
Yeah, I think they're early 60s. These Folgers commercial. It wasn't not just Folgers either. I think Maxwell House had one too, where it's just like these men who are just like ripping into their wives for making this mediocre coffee.
It's horrible.
And the women just horrible, and the women are just like going to the stores and feeling awful, going, "Well, what do I do to make my husband happy with this coffee?" And, it's sort of the thing that I think is missing from, and I'm a fan of the show Mad Men, but it's one of those things that I'd like to see covered in Mad, or I would have liked to see covered in Mad Men when they were covering the early 60s era. The kind of commercials that were, being put out back
absolutely.
Then were just, like, horribly sexist.
Repulsively sexist. I was like, I'm watching, I'm like, oh my God, this aired on television? It's like, I cannot believe you made this. You would serve me this cup of coffee.
You're trying to kill me.
Oh, it's unbelievable, but very entertaining.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, Golden Globes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Golden Globes.
Speaking of horrifying.
Yeah, because, the Wolf of Wall Street's hilarious. And and so is Inside Llewyn Davis. That movie was hilarious.
Okay, well, hold on.
Now, is that a musical? Would that fall under?
I think they're calling that a musical.
Get out of it. It's not a musical.
And Wolf of Wall Street is a comedy.
Yeah, well, it's not good.
That's
but
a comedy.
It's bad,
but it's that's debatable, but I call it a comedy.
Would you? Yeah. I don't know what I'd call it, quite frankly. I'm still trying to figure out what the hell it was. Now, I have not seen American Hustle yet. Is that a comedy?
Ish.
Okay.
Not really.
Right.
I'd probably call that a drama more than some other titles.
Okay.
And I wouldn't call Her a comedy. I wouldn't call, Before Midnight is a comedy.
Before Midnight is not a comedy.
And Her is not a comedy. Her is absolutely not a comedy.
No.
In fact, I don't know if I've ever been more saddened by a movie than that. And Before Midnight is not a comedy.
No.
God almighty. All right, well, let's talk a little bit about this nonsense. The movies in the drama, as you know, the Golden Globes, what are there? There's 15 people. We don't know who the hell they are, and they're morons. Is that basically?
Yeah, it's like 80 people. They're all from foreign press. They're not really movie critics, and they basically quote whores. And they're not even quote whores because they don't even do that.
Did you? I don't know if you guys saw, did you see the episode that I was featured on in for Craig Ferguson?
Yes.
He went off on the Golden Globes. Did you guys see that?
That I didn't see.
Oh, it was hilarious. He goes off on the Golden Globes. It's hysterical on the episode that that I was featured on. So, which by the way blew my mind and continues to. okay, drama. Here we go. 12 Years a Slave, Captain Phillips, Gravity, Philomena, which I think is more of a comedy.
Yeah.
and Rush. Where did this Rush stuff come from? I'm noticing where the hell did the support for this movie suddenly come from?
I don't know.
I still haven't seen it.
Oh,
it came and went before I had a chance to see
it. No, seriously, there's a bunch of critics and awards at the end of the year that are suddenly Rush, one of the best movies of the year. What?
Yeah, I don't get it.
No.
Is it just the Golden Globes who are praising Rush or other critics groups?
No, other critics groups, yeah.
No, Daniel Brühl is getting some love. I mean, SAG nominated Daniel Brühl.
They did. And Ron Howard's getting love too. From a couple of critics groups. I don't understand it. I swear, unless it's the movie with Jason Patrick and Jennifer Jason Leigh, I don't want to talk about it.
They could be.
One deserves some love.
Yeah, better movie.
Let's see, comedy or musical, American Hustle, Her, because it's so hilarious, Inside Llewyn Davis, which is not a musical. It's got music in it. Does that make it a musical?
In their mind, yes.
Good Lord. Nebraska could go either way. I mean, there's funny stuff in it, but I don't know. And then Wolf of Wall Street. For actor in a drama, Stringer Bell for Mandela.
Yeah, look at the timing on the Mandela nominations, by the way.
I know. I still have not watched this movie, the Mandela film, but I love my Stringer Bell. Tom Hanks, Captain Phillips, Matthew McConaughey, Dallas Buyers Club, Chiwetel Ejiofor for 12 Years a Slave and All is Lost with Robert Redford. Who's missing from there? Where did Stringer Bell took somebody else's spot, right?
Was it the drama category?
Yeah.
Well, Oscar Isaac for Llewyn Davis.
I forgot. Well, no, Bruce Stern. It's Bruce Stern is the other one. Right? That's a comedy, though.
Okay. Yeah.
Actress in drama, Cate Blanchett, Blue Jasmine, Sandra Bullock, Gravity, Judi Dench, Philomena, Emma Thompson, Saving Mr. Banks, and Kate Winslet for Labor Day.
Nice of Paramount to screen that movie for the Hollywood Foreign Press and not for anyone else.
Yeah. Okay. Is that it's coming out before good. The end of the year? Is it actually coming out before the end of the year?
It's getting a qualifying run in New York and L.A. like the last week of the year, and it's not opening in Chicago and most other markets till like the end of January.
Okay. So it looks to me like without Kate Winslet, the four women that are mentioned are going to get Oscar nominations, and maybe the other one will be who? Amy Adams?
What was
or Meryl Streep?
Bullock, Streep, Dench. And it could be Emma Thompson.
Emma Thompson's. Let me tell you something. Emma Thompson's a lock.
Okay.
She's a lock.
I think it's a very good chance.
Yeah. No. I think she's a lock. She's. We'll talk about that movie in a little bit. I didn't think the movie was great, but I thought she was phenomenal.
I think the five SAG nominations, which is the ones we're just talking about, I think that could match Oscar. That would include Emma Thompson.
All right. Actor in a comedy or musical, Christian Bale in American Hustle. Bruce Dern, Nebraska, Leonardo DiCaprio for The Wolf of Wall Street. Why? Oscar Isaac for Inside Llewyn Davis and Joaquin Phoenix for Her. Can I just say something? I didn't realize that Oscar Isaac was the dude from Drive.
Yeah.
I watched all of Inside Llewyn Davis, and I was like, wow, this guy's phenomenal. And I'm like, what? That's the guy from Drive?
Yeah. He's also one of the prison guys from Sucker Punch.
I don't even remember.
You're welcome.
Was he one of the nasty guard dudes?
Yes.
Okay.
He was the nasty guard.
Yeah, that guy. Okay. All right. But he's so good in Inside Llewyn Davis, man. When does that open?
Next week.
Okay, so we can't talk about it now. All right. Yeah. It's great, though. I don't care.
You already talked about Wolf of Wall Street. You already gave your review of that.
Yeah, I don't want I can't help it. I was massively disappointed by that movie. Actress in a comedy or musical, Amy Adams, American Hustle, Julie Delpy in that hilarious side-splitting comedy Before Midnight, Greta Gerwig and Frances Ha, Julie Louis-Dreyfus in Enough Said, and Meryl Streep in August, Osage County. And I don't even think that's a comedy, but that's just me.
No. They're all screwed up this year.
Man. Supporting actor, Barkhad Abdi from Captain Phillips. I'm nice to see that. I mean, that's not really a surprise, though, is it?
Everyone thought he was a very good possibility, but now that it's being confirmed, he's getting a lot of love.
He's terrific in the movie.
Yeah.
Daniel Brühl for Rush, Bradley Cooper, American Hustle, Michael Fassbender for 12 Years a Slave, and Jared Leto for Dallas Buyers Club. Anybody missing from there?
James Franco, Spring Breakers.
I agree.
James Gandolfini for Enough Said.
Yep. Supporting actress, Sally Hawkins, Blue Jasmine, Jennifer Lawrence, American Hustle, Lupita Nyong'o for 12 Years a Slave, Julia Roberts for August, Osage County, and Jane Squibb for Nebraska. That sounds about right.
What about Scarlett Johansson for Her?
Well, is it? I mean,
I don't want to hear any garbage from people who are saying that that's a gimmick performance.
No,
it's
not.
People can shut their mouths and go away.
No, she's great. It's great. And I think she deserves an award for it. I think she's phenomenal in it.
It's a performance. Why doesn't it qualify?
It's a great and beautiful performance.
Yeah.
Director Alfonso Cuarón for Gravity, Paul Greengrass for Captain Phillips, Steve McQueen for 12 Years a Slave, Alexander Payne for Nebraska, David O. Russell for American Hustle. Does that look like what's going to be Oscar-wise?
I like Spike Jonze's chances.
Yeah.
And you can't rule out Scorsese.
Well, that's true.
Or the Coens, for that matter.
Yeah, that's true. So Greengrass would probably get bumped. That would be my guess.
I think so. I think Payne could get bumped, too.
Yeah. I mean, Cuarón is in. That's a given.
Oh, Cuarón and McQueen are in, and I think David O. Russell is probably in, too.
Okay. All right. Let's go to, let's see. Okay, so best screenplay, Spike Jonze, Her, Bob Nelson, Nebraska, Jeff Pope and Steve Coogan for Philomena. John Ridley for 12 Years a Slave, Eric Singer and David O. Russell for American Hustle. So they do one screenplay award.
Yeah, there's a lot missing there.
Yeah, there's a lot missing there is right. Okay, so original score, 12 Years a Slave, All Is Lost, The Book Thief, Gravity, Mandela, Long Walk to Freedom. Anything missing from there?
Arcade Fire for her.
Absolutely. Yeah, Arcade Fire. Original song, Atlas from The Hunger Games, Let It Go from Frozen, Ordinary Love from Mandela. What? From... What is that?
Got anything that doesn't seem... That's what, Ordinary Love? Yeah. That's a U2 song.
Oh, it's U2?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't... From is it just for the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I haven't heard
it.
I'm
sorry, Colin. They're going to be up for an Oscar this year. That's
right, okay.
It's not... You know what? You know what? It's not that great of a song.
Oh, okay.
I got to say, as a U2 fan, it's okay, you know?
Yeah.
I don't need to hear it in concert, though.
Yeah.
You know. They wanted Bono to show up. That's why they nominated it. Sure. Yeah, of course. Remember what happened last time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, hilarious. Sweeter Than Fiction from One Chance. What is that?
What the hell is that?
Chance is the movie that's it's a Weinstein release. That's how I got nominated.
Uh-huh.
But it's based on the British American Idol, some guy that was, a regular Joe that got on the British American Idol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And then Please, Mr. Kennedy from Inside Llewyn Davis, which is the greatest, song ever recorded. And if the dude from Girls is not there going boom, I'm going to be very upset.
I want other songs nominated from Llewyn Davis, particularly Fare Thee Well, which I think is a beautiful song.
Yeah.
That just to see those three guys on stage, JP and.
Adam Driver. Yeah,
and Oscar. Isaac.
It's one of my favorite scenes in the entire movie.
Oh yeah, hilarious.
It's so great.
I don't think they perform the songs at the show though, do they?
No.
At the Golden Globe?
No, at the Golden Globes?
No.
At the Oscar, that's going to get nominated for an Oscar. It's going to get nominated for an Oscar. It's so great. I mean, there's a lot of the thing is that there's a lot of traditional folk songs on that in that soundtrack that aren't eligible.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. There's so much great music in that movie. But by the way, do you guys know that the character that John Goodman is based on? Do you know who he's based on?
No.
He's based on Dr. John.
Really?
Yeah. So I guess I guess Dr. John's a real blowhard jerk who does heroin.
There you go.
All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll get into the regular movies. We got on-demand stuff to talk about, and Eric and Colin are with me, and we'll talk about the movies that are in theaters as well. 312-981-7200 with less than 2 weeks until Christmas. Wow. Are you ready? Well, don't worry. There is still time to order Anderson's candy. Do you need gift baskets or gift towers to thank your loyal clients? Maybe you need stocking stuffers for the kids. Anderson's third and fourth generation candy makers make the best chocolate candy that you can buy. Chocolate-covered nuts and fruits, salted caramels, fudge, and more. And this year, the family has started something new, a last-minute shopper's late-night meet-and-greet. The candy makers will step out from behind the scenes and open their shop in Richmond from 6 to 10 p.m. on Friday, December 20th. There will be special sales for late-night shoppers on candy that's in stock. And Leaf and the whole family will be there to share stories from more than 90 years in business. Stop in their stores on Route 12 in Richmond or Main Street in Barrington. Call them at 888-214-7614 or visit them online at andersonscandyshop.com because nothing beats these treats. Movie reviews, that's what we're doing. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Colin and Eric are with me. Welcome back, guys.
Hello.
All righty then. So we can start pretty quickly on the on-demand stuff. What the hell is the Banshee chapter?
The Banshee chapter, Nick, is a film starring Ted Levine.
Wow.
Ted Levine.
I love Ted Levine.
So, okay, a little hooked there.
Yeah.
The story behind it says, journalist Anne Roland explores the disturbing links behind her friend's sudden disappearance an ominous government research chemical, and a disturbing radio broadcast of unknown origin.
Ooh.
And I believe the film is slightly found footage.
Oh, okay.
Kind of thing, yeah.
Okay. The director has never done anything else.
No.
No. That's what
and
I'm
from the producers of Margin Call.
Oh, that's a...
Those two films are comparable.
That's a calling card right there.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the dude who did Margin Call did the I'm an Old Man on the Boat movie.
That's right. All is lost.
Oh, that's
the Old
right.
Man in the Sea.
The Old Man in the Sea.
Yeah.
That's what they could have actually called it. All right. Well, Eric, you've seen Here Comes the Devil.
I did.
Tell us about Here Comes the Devil.
Okay, Here Comes the Devil. I saw this at Toronto like a year and a half ago, not even this past Toronto. And it's a horror film about the married couple. Their children go missing while exploring some caves on sort of an outing. One day the kids, they come back, but something's a little off about them. They're behaving a little odd. Things are oddly happening around them. Something clearly happened to them in that cave that they were in. You get the title.
Yeah.
So there you go. I don't know if it's necessarily the devil. Notice the is not capitalized. I found this film a bit amateurish.
Okay.
Actually, I know as many horror films do, they do have their cult supporters, and this one certainly does. I was not really that scared by it. I didn't think it kind of earned its sort of slow burn, you know, finale and all that kind of stuff. I will say this, though. It does have just about the most fantastic first 2 minutes you're ever going to see.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with horror.
Okay.
I'm just going to leave it at that. Might even be worth your $10 or whatever it costs you on demand just to see the first 2 minutes
okay.
of this movie.
All right. Now, is it in English?
No.
It seems to be a film of Spanish origin.
It is.
Okay. All right. So I'm assuming there's a really hot babe in it at the beginning. That would be my
guess.
There's
two.
Well, I just saw a three-hour movie with two ladies in it.
Mm-hmm. So, well, you don't have to wait 80 minutes to get to that.
Okay. So it's just the first 2 minutes.
That's right.
All right.
It has nothing to do with the rest of the movie.
So there's just a lesbian scene in the first 2 minutes.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Pretty much.
Yeah. All right. They need to change the title then.
They do. Take out the devil.
Take out the devil. Yeah. Hello. Wait a minute. What? Hold on a minute. What? Oh.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Okay. Let's talk about real quick before the news. Trap for Cinderella. What do we know about Trap for Cinderella?
Trap for Cinderella, directed by Ian Softley.
Yeah, where's he been?
Yeah, exactly. Where are they now, file?
Yeah.
Young girl suffering from amnesia after suffering a house fire that takes her childhood friend's life begins a tormented road to recovery.
Mm.
Sounds wonderful.
All right. That's available on demand. These are all available on demand. The Banshee chapter, Here Comes the Devil, and Trap for Cinderella. We got a couple more on demand movies that we will be talking about, as well as all of the new films that came out. Now, I will say this. None of us have seen the stupid Medea movie, have we?
No.
Nobody went to see it.
No, I know I promised you at the event the other night, Nick, but good sense got the better of me when I figured why give this guy any of our money.
Yeah. If anybody went out to see the Tyler Perry Medea, what the hell is it called? Medea's Christmas?
A Medea Christmas.
Yep. Medea Christmas. Yeah. If you actually went to see that movie, one, why? Two, you can call and review it for us because... I think we're all done with Tyler Perry movies. Are we done with Tyler Perry movies at this point?
I've been done for a long time.
Yeah, I kept going, you know. All right, well, all right. If anybody saw the Tyler Perry movie you want to call in, it's 312-981-7200. All right, Eric, Colin, hang on, guys. When we come back, we will review all the new movies. We got a couple more on demand, and we'll take your phone calls at 312-981-7200. Nick DiGilio here on WGN.